Well, hello, hello, hello out there. It is your favorite coach, Coach Pride. AP Empowers is back. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of AP Empowers. And today I'm definitely here to empower you. I am super excited to be back in podcast land, wherever you're listening to me from. If you like this video, make sure you share it with someone else. Don't just keep it to yourself. And as you've seen already, today we're going to be talking about those dream killers. But before we get into that, I just want to share with you guys a little bit about what AP's been up to. I've been doing a lot of things. Most of you know that I am on the radio dial, WXRU 107.9 FM here in the upstate of South Carolina. But you can also get me via Simple Radio app. You can download that app, or you can get me via TuneIn.com. So we are just growing and getting out there on different networks and in different markets and things like that. I would love for you to become a sponsor here on AP Empowers, as well as Pride Matters, which is a radio show that I do Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would just love for you, if you have a business, if you have something that you're trying to promote, something that you are trying to market, I would love for you to be a part of what we are doing here on AP Empowers, as well as the radio show. It's a lot of exposure. We are building back up our listenership here on the podcast, which is why I want to encourage you to subscribe to this channel if you like what I'm saying, as well as share it with a friend. Don't just keep it to yourself. I'm going to really try to be coming to you guys a little bit more often with just encouragement. You know, the thing that I love about podcast land is that I can focus on a specific topic, and it doesn't have to be as planned out as my radio show is. Even though I love the radio, again, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I am not a news worthy person, so I don't stay in front of the TV or anything like that. I get most of my news from online, and again, with that, it has no tone. You can't tell what people are saying, and hopefully I can be a little bit more objective and not swayed to feel one way or the other. But anywho, Coach Pride has been up to a lot. I tell you what, so for those of you who may not know, I did publish the second book, When Women Lead, Volume 2, is now available all over the internet and on with online distributors, Amazon.com. You can always go to CoachWithPride.com and get any of my information, my material, my books. I have When Women Lead t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen. Action is Required is on the back. And so super excited about that. You can also get that from the site. Right now, I only have the white available. I know a lot of you guys are seeing me in the black tee and you are interested in that one, but I really do need to go ahead and move these white ones before I incorporate both, because I'm actually going to be getting black as well as red. So those are my When Women Lead colors, red, white, and black. And so right now I have the white one. So if you're interested in that tee and it's on sale, only $20. If you go to my website, CoachWithPride.com, I would love to see you rocking your WWLT, because, ladies, we are leading out here, and I am just here to encourage you to continue to lead, but be more effective, be more productive, be more bold, exercise your voice. And those are just a lot of the things that I talk about in my books, as well as when I set up women's initiatives in corporations and in ministries and things like that. Just trying to encourage you, ladies, to do what is already inside of you. But guys, I am not leaving you out, especially not with today's talk. So again, let's just get right on into it. Also from When Women Lead, though, before I get into my talk today, I want to share with you guys that it has birthed not only mentoring of young ladies, of women in business, and of girls, it has also birthed a networking social. So I do quarterly networking socials. I'm always looking for 4 to 5 spotlight sponsors where we partner together. You help me promote the event. I help to spotlight you so people can connect and know more about what you actually have going on in your business. I am on this networking trail and trying to teach people that although it's fine to hand out your business cards, it is more important, though, to make the connection, to build a relationship, to really try to get the correct information so that you know what people are doing, who they're doing it with, how you can collaborate and possibly partner with them to be of better service to one another. For those of you who may not have heard me speak already this year, the Coach with Pride When Women Lead theme is We Are Better Together. And so I'm going to be talking about that in any platform that I get. I'm already talking about it on the radio, and I'm definitely going to be talking about it here on AP Empower. So again, just a little bit about what I've been up to, guys. It has been busy, but busy is definitely good. Trying to grow my network as well as my net worth. And that's always the goal for me. I'm out here trying to monetize, not necessarily socialize all the time, but you know, socializing is a big part of it and building relationships and things like that. But again, we always want to be doing whatever it is that we're doing effectively. Okay, we want to be being productive. And so that's what AP Empowers is here today. Again, let's get right on into our topic. Our topic today, again, is watch out for those dream killers. I had a conversation with a client a few weeks back, and she was sharing with me how she wanted to do some different things, some things that we're actually working on in our coaching relationship. But she was telling me how she was explaining it to others and sharing it with others, and everyone that she encountered basically discouraged her, basically made her feel as though what she was doing didn't make any sense, wasn't going to work, was going to fail. And I really kind of challenged her. I said, well, who are these people that you're actually talking to, and who are you sharing this with? Because I want you guys to know, my first tip of the day, everybody ain't ready for your vision and your dream. Everybody can't handle it. And it's not about haters and things like that. I am very reluctant to call people haters, because I think that sometimes, guys, people do things unbeknownst to themselves. Like, no one is, I think, setting out to per se discourage you or to kill your dream. But just as God works through people, the enemy also works through people. So with that being said, what I shared with her was, let's slow down on sharing our vision and our dream with everyone that we encounter, because everyone can't receive your dream. I'm going to say that again. Slow down on sharing your visions and your dreams with everyone that you encounter, because everyone can't receive it. Everyone isn't ready for what has been revealed to you. Everyone isn't ready to see what you see. Some people can't even see it. Some people will never see it. Okay? So let's slow down on that. And let's get our dreams and our visions. Let's put them on paper. Let's get our strategy together. Let's remain strategic in trying to carry out those dreams and those visions. Let's put it down on paper so we can see it, right? And so again, but when I say that, not people don't even know that they may be discouraging you or tearing you down, they really don't. Like, I really do think that for the most part, people mean well. Now, yes, Don't get me wrong. Coach Pride is not going to tell you that some people out here don't mean to harm you. Some people out here just really doesn't want to tear you down. Those people exist as well. But I do think that there's more people for you than there are against you. And so with that being said, even when the people tear you down, they don't really realize what they're doing. They, you know, in a lot of instances are trying to protect you. I think back to my father when I had my daughter, and I may have had my son at that time, but I had my daughter and I immediately went to school, to college, to get my degree. I felt like I had to obtain my degree. That was what was in my spirit. That's what I had saw for myself, but my dad never saw that. And now no one in the world can tell me that my father didn't love me, that he didn't want what was best for me. He just didn't see the vision that God had given me. And so with that being said, he could never encourage it or truly support it, because it was within the parameters of what his eyes could see. And so for a lot of people, that's absolutely the case. When you tell people about big dreams and big visions, and they're used to stinking thinking, or they have a small mindset, or they're not well traveled or well versed, they can't receive that big vision. So in those instances, those people are going to try to discourage you. They're going to try to talk you out of it. I think back to another instance, and it was in 2010, I want to say, when I really got the vision to start Coach with Pride. I really started writing. I was writing a lot. I was blogging a lot, and sometimes just writing and not even doing anything with it. But I remember telling this young lady, I was actually helping with the presidential campaign at that time as well. And I encountered a lady who was on my team for the presidential campaign. And she said, I'll never forget it. She says, you're going to start a business during this time and you have a great job. And she basically told me I was crazy. Well, did I totally cut her off and cuss her out or anything? Absolutely not. She just could not see what I saw. She couldn't think beyond what her mind was telling her about her business. And this was a business owner, by the way. So you just never know. So when I say dream killers, I'm not really trying to throw shade at anyone. I am just trying to caution you that not everyone is going to see what you see. Not everyone can get behind you and support what you are doing. And that has to be okay. Because my thing is, when you're planning, when you're putting action to what you're doing, you're going to be successful because you are truly the only person that can stop you. And that's my second point. You don't allow these dream killers to stop you from moving forward. You are the only person that can say, oh no, I may have saw this wrong, or no, God has shifted me, or no, I'm going to do something else. You are the only person that is in control of that. No one else can do that. Another thing that I learned, I tell you, I learned from my spiritual father. He taught me that, you know how when people come into your life and they want to prophesy and they want to be prophetic and all of this and that, but no one, if someone is prophesying to you, it really should be nothing but a mere confirmation. God is not going to reveal anything to you about your life, or he's not going to reveal anything about you or your life to someone else before he reveals it to you. So that's another way you can kind of judge, you know, you don't have to receive everything over your life, right? So my first tip, let me just reiterate, don't stop sharing your dreams and your visions with everyone. The second tip is that you are the only person that can truly put a halt to your dream or vision. If it's still in your mind, if it's still in your vision and you're still working on it, it's going to come to pass because you're going to make sure that it comes to pass, right? So those are my two tips early on here. But I also want you to know too, be careful about who you allow to speak into your life. Everybody is not prophetic. Some people are being used by other sources outside of God. And I need you to understand that. I am a Christian woman. For those of you who are just tuning into this podcast, I profess Christ in everything that I do. If that's not what you believe, I'm unapologetic about who I am. But I want you to understand that not everyone is going to see what you see. And no one should be able to come up to you and say something to you that God hasn't already confirmed. So when people say things that they're prophesying, or they're saying something that God told me to tell you this, it should be a confirmation to you. If it's not a confirmation to you, guess what? You get to not receive that over your life, over your business, over your dreams, over your vision, over your kids, over your marriage, and so on and so forth. And I don't mean to be talking really fast, but I'm super excited to be back with you guys. And I just want to keep the main thing. Today, we're talking about dream killers. We're talking about people that come into your life to basically shatter and try to destroy your dreams. They are on assignment as well. Some of them unbeknownst to themselves. Some people don't know that the enemy is using them. So just be careful with, first off, who you're talking to. Second off, who you're allowing to halt you. And third off, what you're allowing to be received over your life. That is the third tip. You get to receive, choose what is received over your life, over your dream, over your vision. Because dream killers are very real. They don't always come in the same way, shape, form, or color. A lot of times it's very disguised. But that is why we have to be really cautious. That is why we have to be in particularly strategic as to what we're doing. I did not reveal to everyone that I was leaving my job when I decided that I was going to leave my 9-to-5. I didn't share that with everybody because I knew that there were going to be people that was not going to be able to receive it. I knew that there were going to be people that wasn't going to be praying for me. And so you have to just kind of know who's on your team. That's the fourth thing. Who's on your team? Who are the people that you can go to? Now, your team doesn't have to consist of 10 people. It doesn't have to consist of 15 people. Your team could be 2 or 3 people that are solid prayer warriors, that are people that believe in you, people that want to support you. It could be a number of people. But again, you don't really need that team to be too big. Because you want to be mindful. You want these people to be rallying with you. You want these people to be encouraging you, even when things don't look the way that we all know that they should look, right? So these are just some tips today, guys. I really have to, just really say, like I said, I do want to say that, again, not everybody knows that they're being used in the wrong way, but people will talk you out of your dreams if you are not careful. People will bring up points. And I, like I said, I think in most cases within themselves, they think they mean well, but they just don't understand. Remember that our wisdom is foolishness to God. So if God gave you something, he's not like a man that he should lie. That's what you should trust in. That's what you should walk in. That's who you should be continuing to communicate with to make sure that you're on the same page. Right? Not your friend girl. Not sister girl over here. Not brother dude over there. Who ain't did nothing, who ain't trying to do nothing, and who really didn't want to be anything because they don't know anything. And there's no, that's not a shot against, a shot against anyone. Everyone can achieve whatever they choose to achieve, but we do have to understand too that some people don't want it because they don't know. Some people come from nothing and they're okay with that. But if you are that person that's out there searching and trying to walk in purpose and trying to fulfill what God has for you, Coach Pride is here today to encourage you to continue to do that. Don't allow anyone else to stop you from doing that. Dream killers are real. They do exist. And they come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. Okay? Can mama be a dream killer? Absolutely. Can daddy be a dream killer? Absolutely. Can your brothers and sisters be dream killers? Absolutely. Now, if for the most part, we hope that that's not the case. But you know your family better than Coach Pride does. You know your family better than I do. So I want you guys to know who's on your team. I want you to choose what you're going to receive over your life and over your dreams. I want you to know that everyone isn't for you. But I want you to know that action is required as well. And that dream killers are very real. If you don't get anything else from this podcast, I want you to take that with you. They are very real. So watch what you're sharing. Watch who you are including on your team. When people show you who they are, the best thing that you can do is believe them. I want to say Dr. Maya Angelou said that, but I'm not certain on that. But anyway, a wise person said it, and it's one of the mantras that I live. When you show me who you are, I don't have to be mad at you. I don't have to cuss you out. I don't have to talk bad about you behind your back, but I will believe you when you show me. When you reveal to me who you are, who your true character is, I believe it every single time. And if I'm good, I try to believe it the first time. Because that's also, I think, an addition to it. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. And there's another little saying, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that's very true because you got to learn. Life is all about lessons, guys. And so a lot of times when we're trying to get to our dreams, when we're trying to make these visions come to fruition, we're going to be challenged. We're going to be tested. And there are going to be lessons that we're supposed to learn in order to get to our next level. But if you don't learn those lessons, guess what? You end up retaking that test. You end up going through that same thing again. So I encourage you, believe them the first time. When people reveal to you their real true character, and I don't care who it is, believe them. You can love on them. As I just stated, I am a Christian. I love everybody. I don't hate anybody. But there's some people that I'm just not going to hang out with. There are some people that I'm not going to just share everything about my life with because I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. And y'all know me. I can't throw. I don't know. I'm kind of strong, though. I've been working out. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today about dream killers. I hope that you will share this podcast. I hope that you will, take what I'm saying to heart as far as what you need to do. Action is always required. So if you have that dream in you, we're in the first quarter of the year here. If you have been thinking about it and you've been wanting to work on it, but you've not done anything, action is required. I need you to step out. I need you to jump. I need you to take that leap, and I need you to get to work. Because while you're waiting on someone else, there are others that are waiting on you. All right. And we're going to, we're not going to kill the dream killers. I think they do have a purpose as well, in some respects, but we are going to go with God's purpose for us. We're going to follow through and we're going to put action steps down and we're going to build a strategy and we are going to come through squeaky clean on the other side. This has been AP Empowers. You've been listening to Coach Pride. This is our podcast. We are back. We ask that you subscribe to this podcast so that you can see when new podcasts come out. And we ask that you continue to be leery of those dream killers. Okay? All right. Well, Lady Pride, Coach Pride, AP Empowers, signing out.
Smile at the stars.